the depth of pain, fear, and hatred that continued to characterize the Ukrainian attitude toward Russians is typical of all victimized people. This essay examines the causes and consequences of a sense of victimhood. Benefits of intractable conflict. Conflict is change. Without it, attitudes, behavior, and relationships stay the same, regardless of whether they are fair. Although conflict is often understood as something negative, this essay explores its many benefits. Unit 3 Assignment, Choose an Intractable Conflict. It can be one you discussed in Unit I or 2, or it may be a different one. Using Google or other documentable sources, try to determine what the costs of that conflict have been over the last several years. Try, for example, to search for the region, such as Sudan and casualties. How many lives have been lost, if any? What else has been lost? Property? Sense of security? Trust? Relationships? Think as widely as possible to detail both costs that can be measured and documented and those that cannot. Don't worry if you can't find up-to-date numbers. Just try to get some idea of the vastness of the costs. Now use your imagination. What if the negative aspects of this conflict were brought under control? Are there some benefits of the conflict that then might become apparent? What would these be? Suggested length of answer to both questions together, 3-4 pages, back to unit listing. Unit 4, Conflict Dynamics. Again, each conflict is different, but all seem to go through stages, though not always in the same order, and often with periods of regression to an earlier stage, and most have significant socially and psychologically driven dynamics, escalation, and complexity. Read the following essays, listen to some of the comments, and then answer the questions at the end of this unit. Factors shaping the course of intractable conflict. The parties, issues, setting, and history are among the factors that shape the course of conflicts. Conflict stages. Most conflicts go through a series of stages, which may or may not occur in order. They start as latent conflict. They then emerge, escalate, de-escalate, and are resolved sometimes permanently, sometimes temporarily until they emerge or escalate again. Once conflicts escalate for a while, the parties often reach a stalemate. Neither party can win, but neither party wants to back down. At this stage, the parties have two options: continue to bleed each other dry, or look towards resolution. This is an introductory essay. Essays on each of the stages individually are provided in links. Social psychological dimensions of conflict. These dimensions include emotions, fear, distrust, hostility, as well as processes such as framing, stereotyping, and scapegoating. These factors significantly influence the way a conflict is perceived and responded to. This introductory essay discusses social psychological dimensions in general. Links are provided to many more specific essays. Frames, framing, reframing. Frames are the way we see things and define what we see. Similar to the way a new frame can entirely change the way we view a photograph, reframing can change the way disputing parties understand and pursue their conflict. This introduction to the concepts of frames and framing serves as a gateway to many more essays on different kinds of frames and the process of reframing. Destructive escalation. Escalation is an increase in the intensity of a conflict. The number of parties and issues tends to increase, tactics become heavier, malevolence increases, and overall destructiveness generally increases as well. This essay explains how and why this occurs and touches on what can be done to stop it, although that is dealt with more specifically in later sections. Complexity. Complexity refers to the numbers and interrelationships of factors involved in a conflict, the numbers of parties, issues, technical facts, etc.,